Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Let's begin in verse number 4. And we'll read verse number 9, then we'll kind of dissect this as we go afterward. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew themselves again into repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. For the earth which drinketh in the rain that cometh oft upon it and bringeth forth herbs meet for them by whom it is dressed receiveth blessing from God. But they which bear thorns and briars is rejected and is nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be burned. But, beloved, we are persuaded better things of you and things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak. Again, to give you some background, we have some new folk here, and you're jumping into you didn't get all the introduction we had from Hebrews chapter 1 to chapter 5, and then jumping now into chapter number 6. You're like, don't get choked on this, okay? Because this is some heavy meat here. Okay, just listen and kind of digest. You know how a cow eats? We call it chew his cud. Our young people have no idea what that's talking about. He'll eat, and he don't just swallow it. It ruminates. He moves it around, okay? So chew on it a while. Don't just choke on it. And the Holy Spirit will bring some things to light, okay? So if we look in verse number 4, that first phrase, for it is impossible. The word impossible means unable to be done, and it stands immovable. It ain't happening, if I could use that in today's language. It ain't happening. We see that same word used also in the book of Hebrews 3 times. Hebrews 6:18. Look at that with me. That by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, and we have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope that was set before him. We'll get to that verse later on in our study. But if you notice, he used that word, it's impossible for God. Some things there. He used that same word, impossible, in Hebrews 10:4. In this term, for it is not possible. Literally, it's impossible. For that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sin. And we know what he's talking about here in Hebrews chapter number 10. Only the blood of Christ can take away sins. It's impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sin. We'll look at that passage when we get there, okay? And then in Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 6, very familiar passage. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. So we see Paul uses that word, impossible, here a few times later on in the book of Hebrews. So when we get here in verse number 4, Hebrews 6, he starts out these verses by saying, it's impossible. It ain't happening. For those who were once enlightened. Now, the word enlightened means to give light to shine upon. Okay, Hebrews 10:32 speaks of that when it says this. But call to remembrance that the former days in which after ye were illuminated, that's that word, enlightened, that you were illuminated, you endured a great fight of afflictions. So these ones he's talking to, that you were enlightened, you were illuminated, the light of God shined upon in your life. You cannot be saved unless the light of God shines upon your life. Amen. Before we were saved, we were in sin and darkness, but thank God light shined upon us through the glorious gospel of his Son, Jesus Christ. So we see the word enlightened here means to give light to. And then he says, and have tasted of the heavenly gift. Now, it's interesting, the word taste here means to try the flavor of, literally. But it's more than that. It means to carry the experience of it. It's not like tasting a sample of something and you're just sampling it, and like you do when some of you ladies are cooking, you know, and you just kind of get a taste of what you cook and make sure you have to add spice or something. It's much more than that. The word taste here, it means with experience. You've experienced this, okay? Matter of fact, we see it in 1 Peter chapter number 2, verse number 3. Let me start in verse number 1. Whereby lay aside all malice and guile and hypocrisies and envies and evil speakings. He's talking to new believers and other believers. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Again, Peter using that term. These are believers. You desire the sincere milk of the word, that you're to grow. And as you grow, you start to eat meat. Of course, that's what we're looking at here in the book of Hebrews. But he says, if so be, if you've tasted the Lord, that he's gracious. So again, he's talking about these believers. They've tasted something. Hebrews chapter 2, verse number 9. I want you to see this one. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he should, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. That's the same word. And again, the word here is just not, Jesus didn't just sample it. He had the whole experience of death. And by the way, he experienced death for every man. And I didn't write that. I just believe it. Whether you're a Calvinist, or I know I get people out there on the radio and listen to this. Again, I love Calvinists. I'm going to say this. I love everybody, but I despise that doctrine. Again, Jesus Christ tasted death for every man. I didn't write this. Not just some, not just the chosen, not just the elected, but every. Now, I'm not a Greek scholar. And even though I went to Auburndale High School, I know what the word every means. What does the word every mean? All. It's all inclusive. And that's a whole other subject here. But you see, Jesus tasted death. And it wasn't just a sample. He experienced it. So when we get back to Hebrews chapter number 6, these ones who said, when they use these words about they were once enlightened and they've tasted, they just said they weren't really saved. Scripture does not bear that out. These were believers, and they were made partakers of the Holy Ghost. We see that. The word partakers literally means that they were sharing and having fellowship with. Matter of fact, I skip about they about oh, and then they, verse number 5, okay? They were made partakers of the Holy Ghost. They shared together with the Holy Ghost. And let me add this. Again, I preach out of the King James Bible. I believe that the King James Bible is the very Word of God. Amen. Amen. There's a lot of, most all other Bibles, if you don't have a King James Bible, you could look in your Bible, and I don't criticize you for not having it, but you need to get the King James Bible, okay? That they use the word Holy Spirit. And I'm so glad Lisa's here, and Lisa's actually is a Bible scholar. She's trying to, I'm just picking. She's actually going to school at Liberty and online at Liberty in Lynchburg, trying to get her bachelor's and some things and learning Bible. And I just applaud her for that. You can't get enough. But I noticed that she gave me a reference of Bibles. And one of them was the ESV, I think, that they have. Okay. I'm glad that's what they're wanting her to one of the reference books. But Lisa knows, because she goes to Westwood Missionary Baptist Church, that the King James Bible is the Word of God.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.